Welcome to Aloha Aina. The first Polynesian navigators arrived in the Hawaiian Islands in canoes laden with plants that would become the foundation of the most complex and sophisticated agricultural systems in Oceania. These canoe plants, as they are known today, had been cultivated by the Polynesians for millennia and sustained their societies as they moved out across the Pacific. The navigators brought some 25 differing canoe plants to Hawaii. There was noni for medicine, kukui for light, kamani for wood. Food plants included hardy uala, or sweet potato, multicolored stalks of ko, or sugarcane, dense orbs of ulu, or breadfruit, and the most important of them all, kalo, or taro. In Hawaiian mythology, kalo is the root of life, the body of Haloa, the stillborn older brother of the Hawaiian people. The early Hawaiians grew hundreds of varieties of kalo in valleys from Hanalei to Hamakua.
E kano I ka huli oe, haʻule ka ua.
These are the words of one ʻōlelo noʻi au, or proverb. Plant the taro stalks while there is rain. In other words, do your work when opportunity affords. It was a lesson that the navigators embraced. They arrived in a land full of opportunity and began to work in partnership with it. The Aloha Aina series is dedicated to exploring Hawaiian kinship with the natural world. It is sponsored by the Kohala Center, creating Aina-based programs for community well-being since the year 2000. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Julia Steele.